Now, I have some people who've been with me a long time, and we've come to a lot of levels together. And I know that some of you all might be somewhat new. And this morning we're going into virgin territory, deeper into the spirit. Matter of fact, I was driving here this morning already. I sat on the porch and prayed about an hour. And I was driving here this morning, and the Lord dropped something in my spirit. I said, wow, I was glad I was sitting still at the red light. I said, wow. And he wanted me to take you somewhere that you should have been. But by lack of understanding the apostolic and prophetic ministry, we got pastoral orientated and a lot of spiritual power or spiritual privileges the enemy cut out of the church by taking her into a traditional setting. And there are some places that God wants you to grow in. So while you're standing, I have to read a lot of scriptures this morning. While you're standing, go back. It's amazing how God can, my oldest son, we don't talk, he don't know what I'm going to preach. Ephesians chapter 4. Go back to Ephesians chapter 4, because I think this will set you up. I'll give you a subject this morning that you never heard and you never particularly walked in. But I'm going to give you instruction today how to begin to walk in another realm of the Spirit. Not having to be a preacher, but you as a child of God, there's a realm, there's a dimension that God wants to bring you in, and you're not going to be able to handle the time if you don't. Uh-huh. You heard me? Yeah, you're not just reading the scriptures, just praying. You're not going to be able to handle the times. There's a time for you to have a certain spiritual growth. I'll call out certain words such as wisdom and discernment, anointing, unfolding mysteries. You're going to have to know how to walk in that. You got to know how to operate in godly wisdom, godly discernment. In other words, discernment is opening up deception and telling it no. Wait a minute, let me say it again. Discernment is having the ability to see through deception and having the strength to tell deception no. Yep. It doesn't matter if 16,000 went that way and only 3 with you. That's how strong discernment is. This is where you're going this morning. You're going to the place where the anointing within going to reveal to you, and the anointing upon going to give you the ability to release what was revealed to you. Y'all got to listen this morning. See, the anointing within. I'll give you a scripture. First John 2:27, I believe it is. The anointing within. And the anointing upon is Luke 4:18. But the anointing within is to clarify the spirit world that you understand what God is saying to you in spite of what's going on around you. The anointing upon gives you power to walk past everything that seemed like it's trying to stop you. You're flowing in another dimension, another realm of the Spirit. Now, children of God, here at Darrell Online and around the world, the Apostle Jesus, the Apostle Peter, and the Apostle Paul, and the Apostle Leroy are going to talk to you this morning. To bring you in areas that you should have been. Many of y'all have been in church 30, 40, 50 years. Love God. But if you're not brought into that area of understanding or that depth. So let's look at Ephesians 4:11. I want you to see yourself in these verses. It's not my text, but the Lord said, bring you there. Apostle Paul is showing us in verse 11, Ephesians 4:11. Now, you can't go here unless you're properly taught. Amen. You can't go here just reading the Bible. What these verses are going to say is where the Holy Spirit has to bring us now. 11th verse said he gives some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers. Now listen to verse 12 now. Now the church have not been here for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You saw those three fall, right? Why now? Verse 13. Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. All of us now. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. All of us. Oh, you see it?
Yes, sir.
And why now? Why? Verse 14. Why? Why we got to get out of this little baby stage?
Yes.
Why is time for us to grow up?
Yes.
We supposed to be ruling and reigning.
Yes.
In spite of what's going on around us.
Yes, sir.
Because we have insight, we have understanding, we have anointing, we have wisdom, we have discernment, we have knowledge. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, you go back to the 11th verse, it cannot happen without that verse being in order. You look at the 12th verse, tell me what kind of order you're going to bring. The 13th verse, now look what the 14th verse says. Do we need this 14th verse?
Yes.
That we henceforth be no more children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every internet thing come up. Every winter doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftsmen, whereby they lay in wait to do what?
Deceive.
So that's called deception, right? You're going to have to learn. I remember I preached some months ago, Holy Spirit, lead me through this traffic.
Yes.
It's a traffic out there. And as your apostle, as I moved beyond the rank of pastor to an apostle, I see a lot of things that God wants me to. This is an apostolic church. Now watch. That we henceforth, verse 14, be no more children, tossed to and fro, grow up, in other words, and care about every wind of doctrine by the sight of men and cunning craftiness. What? Cunning craftiness. That means you're not going to see it natural. Whereby they lie in wait to do what?
Deceive.
If we're going to stop that.
Amen.
You're going to begin this morning. The subject is going to put you in a position this morning that you're going to be able to handle a lot of things because you're going to see it. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And look at verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted that which every joint supply, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I want you to sit down so you can write, because you got a lot of information here. I want you to be able to type or write or whatever you need to do, because this subject gonna catch you off guard. I had to read that from Ephesians because that text in Ephesians is the only one can explain where you're about to go now. Good God of mine. In Romans chapter 8, Well, go to John 1 first, because I want to progressively walk you through some things. John chapter 1, verse 12. John 1, verse 12. I have to walk you through these things, even to give you the subject. I have to walk you through these things. But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God. You see that? Even to them that believe on his name. Give him power to be what? All right, now, understand that. Then there's another verse now. Romans 8:14. It sound almost sound the same, but there's a shift in there. He gave you the power to become the sons of God. I haven't named the subject yet. The power to become the sons of God. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Now in Romans 8:14, it gives you a greater insight of this relationship. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See, he didn't talk about power there. Now he's talking about being led so you can walk in that power right. All right, there's another scripture that I need to show you. Just be having my sermon this morning, because there's some things that got to come out this morning. All right, 20. Verse 19 of the 8th chapter of Romans. There's a lot of verses in between it, but I took you being born of the Spirit, John 1:12, Romans 8:14. Now, verse 19 of Romans 8. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited, you with me?
Yes, sir.
For what?
Manifestation.
Waited for what?
Manifestation.
Say the word manifestation 2 or 3 times.
Manifestation. Manifestation.
Manifestation. Of the sons of God. All right, the manifestation of the sons of God. All right. Now, the word the Lord hit me with this morning, I had a subject. Living in the power of apostolic sonship manifestation.
Come on. Wow. That's good. Yes, sir.
Not religious. Not traditional. But Ephesians 4:11-16.
Yes.
That every Christian, every one of you all, be able to handle the situation.
Uh-huh.
No demonic power will overrule you anymore. You ain't got to call no preacher, no bishop, no deacon. You answer him yourself in the name of Jesus. I'm a son of God. I got authority over you. You understand that? Do you understand what I'm saying? You're about to grow into apostolic sonship. I never heard that in my life.
No, sir.
I was sitting at the radio, apostolic sonship.
Yeah.
What? The manifestation of apostolic sonship. Living in the power of apostolic sonship manifestation. Now, to do that, I'm going to call those words over again. You're going to have apostolic wisdom. You're going to have apostolic discernment. You're going to wear an apostolic anointing. And through your apostolic sonship, you're going to be unfolding supernatural mysteries. I want to call Peter on the scene, Apostle Peter, to help me. 2 Peter chapter 1. Apostle Peter. Apostle Paul helped me in Romans now. Now we call on Apostle Peter because he's going to show us something. You hear?
Yes, sir.
First chapter, first verse. Now, Peter really teaching us apostolic sonship. Because there's a little word in apostolic sonship. It's a word called, but it's not the word I want to use, but I'll get it later, but it's another word I'm going to use, called supernatural. moving. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Moving in the realm of the spirit that you have never been before. Chopping traditional trees down and getting them out your pathway. You don't want to be popular no more. You want to be powerful. To abide in the spirit, guess what you're going to have to get rid of? Pride.
Hallelujah.
Never let your outfit overtake who you are. Outfits will make you proud. But put them in their place. And the church have suffered and went through all these things because they wasn't deep enough in the spirit, so they let something else took them over. You're going to go deeper this morning. I'm ready to go deeper. Now, you wrote the words down, apostolic, sonship. I'm probably going to have to write a book about this, Junior, to get it to the, and it's going to be based on what we read in Ephesians, how matured. Ephesians 4, 12 through 16, 11 through 16, how powerful the maturity is in the spirit, not just praying, not just saying, but making things happen because you said it. You got enough understanding, enough wisdom, enough discernment on the inside of you to know that when you speak it, it's like God speaking. But notice that sonship, believing you become a son, but believing is not going to take you further enough. You're going to have to be led. Remember Romans 8:14 now. Remember John 1:12. Remember Romans 8:14 being led. Now, we're about to go deeper here. The Apostle Peter points out pioneering, pathfinding, and pace setting. That's what the church is supposed to be doing. You as a man of God, a woman of God, on your job, in your business, or whoever around you, you're supposed to be a pace setter. Now, your apostle, I'm going to tell you, your apostle is a pace setter.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not talking about, I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on the sonship and the development over the years. But any convention I walk in, I'm a pace setter.
Yes.
I don't care who that. Because I'm properly connected.
Yes, sir.
And so by being properly connected, it bring out proper manifestation.
Yes.
In my family.
Yes.
In my finances.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
My marriage. Everything.
Yes.
It's not by might, nor by power. But it's by his spirit. Perfect? No. Connected? Yes.
Yes.
I don't want nobody preaching to me, I ain't got no evidence. How you gonna tell me some go to somewhere you ain't been there? You're just reading the scriptures to me. Let the scripture read to me out of your life. Preachers are getting busted for being whores right now, all over the world. I ain't worried about it. I ain't no whore. You can bust any minute, bust many they want. I ain't no whore. You do not have a whorish pastor. Get out of my face, you little liar, you lying. I ain't never touched you, get out of my face. Now notice here, in 2 Peter, it's a reading of your lifestyle that should be on you. But the church has not been able to get there because the pastor couldn't take you. The pastor loved you, he worked with you, But he couldn't go into that realm or dimension. I found out as a pastor myself. Now, I've probably been walking in the apostolic longer than I knew, but God bringing his church to an apostolic setting. Some of y'all are just agreeing, you don't know what I'm talking about. But that's all right. Y'all keep listening, and the Lord going to help you. Because the word is apostolic sonship. Had you ever heard that before?
No, sir.
Huh?
No.
Call all your neighbors and when you get home. Ask them, have they heard it? I've been around some of the greatest preachers in the world, but I never heard those words. I just heard them at the red light. In other words, you're going to be able to answer what the devil threw at you. Yourself. You don't need no three or four praying. It's going to come out of your mouth. Out of your heart. Out of your understanding. Out of your wisdom. Out of your discernment. Out of your power. Out of your glory that live on the inside of you. You got glory on the inside of you. All that God is. All that God can do. All that God has is on the inside of you already. Look at the part of the next thing and tell them, the glory inside of me. Hallelujah, back. Now, whether you know it or not, every person in the sound of my voice online, you about to be promoted. If the Holy Ghost, ain't nobody can do this but the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is about to promote every step you take. Every situation in your life is about to be changed now. Every word you speak going to be different. You're going to be more powerful. And everything going to fall in place. All the demons' lie going to be stopped in your life. Try to put pressure until you're not going to make it. Listen very carefully when we read this. Sit down. Listen very carefully. Living in the power of apostolic sonship manifestation. Say that with me.
Living in the power of apostolic sonship manifestation.
All right. Now, here the Apostle Peter gives us an insight of the depth that goes along with Ephesians 4. When you talk about the apostle and what they teach you for. In verse 1, you got to follow me now. Because it's not no entertainment. I can go to humming and we all get happy. We'll be happy in the flesh and Satan come whoop our tail three minutes later. Because that little dance ain't going to stop him. All right, the first verse. Simon Peter, a servant and a what?
Apostle.
Of Jesus Christ. To them that have obtained what?
Righteous faith.
With us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Now you can put Leroy Thompson, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. To them that have obtained, oh, I'm not scared. Y'all scared. See, y'all say, oh, he put his name in the Bible. Yeah, I put it there. See, y'all done got scared right now. Oh, he put his name in the place of Peter. Peter just like a man like me. He was called. I'm trying to make the thing real to you. I'm not trying to be proud. I'm just trying to make it real to you. That the same thing that Peter saying, I'm saying it to you this morning. Out the same anointing, same power, same call, same Holy Ghost, same God, same Spirit, same Jesus. Y'all get stuck on Bible characters. It's not the character, what they're saying. What they're packing. That man put his name in the Bible. Yes! Because I got the same call that Peter had. A pastor can't preach this text.
Come on.
He go through the scriptures. but he don't have the anointing to pack it. See, that anointing gonna get on you today, because it's not Peter talking, it's the Holy Ghost talking. Don't you feel something going on in here?
Hallelujah.
All of your regular mold will be buried today. You're going to be more powerful. Watch what you say, because it'll come to pass.
Yes,
Simon Peter, servant, you said, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained, now, look who we talking to now. Who am I talking to up in here? To them that have obtained like precious faith with us, who am I talking to? Yeah. Through the righteousness of God. How many of y'all through the righteousness of God?
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ. Well, sure. If you're in the righteousness of God, it's the same thing about to happen to you.
Yeah.
We got to stop letting all this stuff happen in the Bible. I'm so glad for the church. I'm so glad people love God with all their heart, do all they can to live right. I'm so glad you're about to get to a place right now, because you're going to be so powerful when you talk. The power of God is going to be upon you, because you're going to walk in the apostolic believer. Apostolic anointing. Apostolic sonship. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do, live on the inside of me. All that God has, all that God can do, it live on the inside of me. The worm just died. You understand my statement?
Yes, sir.
The worm just died. Something walking over you is over. Oh, the Holy Spirit is going to bring it back up. Oh, yes, sir. The Holy Spirit is going to bring it back up. Why are you taking that? Why are you sitting there stiffing and crying? Get up. Say something. Do something. Shout. Give me the victory. Didn't I say greater is he that's in you than he is in the world? Why you don't act like it in that end? Because you didn't have that apostolic age. This is going to get so, this is going to get so deep. Listen. Look what he said in verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. What? Grace and peace. Do you know what you can do with grace and peace? Do you know how powerful grace and peace is? Huh? Do you know the grace of God? Look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Already done. Look at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We are, look at that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who has blessed us. Not he gonna bless us, who has blessed us. Not someday, not when I get to heaven, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's mine now. Tell somebody next to you, it's mine now. It's mine now. You see the difference? Now go back to 2 Peter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell three people I'm blessed now. Look up straight in the eye. 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 Look up straight in the eye and tell them I'm blessed now. Look up straight in the eye. Don't bow your head. Look up straight in the eye. Tell them I'm blessed now. I'm anointed now. Look them straight in the eye and tell them, I got power on the inside of me. Look at them. Look at them. Look them in the eye. Right now. Sam's spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of me right now. You going home today, I say it like the Holy Ghost, with apostolic grace and apostolic peace on your life. Usable. Usable. Everybody online, I'm telling you right now, you're going to walk in the apostolic anointing. Everybody in here. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. See, through the knowledge of God. And if Jesus, see, that knowledge coming now. All right, the third verse. According as his what?
Divine power.
What kind of power?
Divine power.
Divine power. Just apostolic talk.
Yes.
Divine power.
Divine power.
Has given unto us all things, oh man, that pertain unto
life.
And what else?
Life.
What happened when your life and godliness become one? And I heard a word in the atmosphere, fun. Because you'd be a winner all the time, you see. Your life and godliness become one because the self-same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in the believer. I'm going to make up a word here now. We've been churchianizing our citizenship. You understand? I don't care if I made a word of it or not. You know exactly what I'm saying. We've been churchianizing our citizenship. From now on, you're going to walk like a citizen. Not just like a church member. But it worked not only on Sunday. It worked Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm a citizen, not a member.
I'm a citizen.
I'm a kingdom citizen. I pack kingdom power.
I got kingdom answers
for anything that come up. I don't need to call no preacher. I don't need to call no elder. You've been taught you can't make it without them. You got to call them to pray for you. Pray for yourself. Don't be calling me. I'm resting myself. Don't be calling. Hallelujah. Some of y'all ain't going to say nothing. Now, glory to God. Whether you know it or not, you're in the atmosphere for your life to be changing right now. You're in the atmosphere. You're not just a church member. You're an anointed child of God. Power on the inside of me. Glory on the inside of me. Christ on the inside of me. The Holy Ghost on the inside of me. Joy on the inside of me. Peace on the inside of me. Long suffering on the inside of me. Meekness on the inside of me. I'm not going to make it. I already got it made. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, good God Almighty. I preach myself happy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I probably have to preach 5 or 6 sermons on this one subject, look like. Get it out. Apostolic sonship. Boy, that's something, isn't it? Apostolic sonship. Ooh. And then you read Ephesians 4:11 through 16 and see really what it is?
Yeah.
Told Apostle Paul, take heed to yourself to all the flock. Which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer and feed the church of God, which you put you with his own blood. That they won't be tossed to and fro. Wondering how you're going to make it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Look at verse 3. According to his divine power. What kind of power?
Divine.
Has given unto us something. That pertain unto life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him. That have called us to what?
Glory
and virtue. Yes. Whereby are given unto us exceeding. Great and precious promises. That by thee. You might be partakers. Of the divine nature, underlying divine nature. That's it right there. I'm a partaker
of the divine nature.
Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Then we're really going to have to go through that and find out what you add to your faith. Sit down, I'm going to give you some points now. The first statement I'm going to give you is knowing how to live in the power of sonship manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Knowing how to live in the power of sonship. Now we have to say it now, apostolic sonship manifestation.
Right.
See, change it when I come here. Now, knowing how to live in the power of apostolic sonship manifestation. Look at Romans 8:19 right quick. Romans 8:19. Ooh, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, Lord, it's all down my arm. Ooh, Lord. For the unexpected of the creature waited for what? The whole world is waiting. Got people out there on drugs waiting to meet a real Christian. People who are homosexual and lesbian waiting on to meet a real Christian. Who got enough anointing to look them straight in the eye and tell them, no, God don't want you like that. Let me pray for you. I'm going to cast that demon out. They're waiting for us to manifest.
Yes.
We start manifesting, we're going to clean up all Satan's crap. We're going to wipe it up because we've got the power of God. People are going to get delivered and set free.
Yes.
That's right.
Look at the person next to you straight in the eye and tell them you're anointed. And tell them you better know it.
Yes.
And tell them you better use it.
Yes.
The Lord expects for you to use it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I feel like shouting now, running. Oh, my God. They're waiting on us.
Yeah.
We coming out.
Yeah.
Everybody else coming out the closet.
Yeah.
Everybody else coming out the closet.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
The gays and the lesbians coming out the closet. Won't sit on the front row. And will tell you, I'm just much right as you got. You're lying. All I want my members to do is read Romans chapter 1. Just read it slowly and prayerfully, and you're gonna have some peace. Because you're going to know everybody is saying something different, they're lying. I don't care how many scriptures you got, I don't care how many preachers turn and do it. Just read Romans chapter 1. That's all Pastor wants you to do. Read Romans chapter 1. Now, let me tell you how to turn this thing. I'll do it, Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. You're about to turn some things. Your whole life about to be turned. Shift.
Yes, sir.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth. Listen now, listen to you. Your infirmities are an asset to you. Your infirmities are to get you out of the way. Your infirmities make you stop relying on yourself. Likewise, the spirit also. So now how we shift from infirmities to strength. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the spirit make intercession for us with groaning, or should not be uttered. See, I'm coming out of my infirmities now. I'm going into another realm. Come on, go with me now. See, your infirmity, you're shifting now. When you're praying in the spirit, you're pulling out of your infirmity. Come on, go with me. Give me the 27th verse. I got to do this morning. Now watch what. You've gone from infirmities. You listening?
Yes.
You pray in the spirit, right?
Yes.
Now you're going to the mind of the spirit.
Yes.
Look in the voice. Yes. You're not in your infirmity anymore. You pray in the spirit. Now you to move out of your infirmity.
Yes.
Or you to convert your infirmity into the mind of the spirit.
Yes.
And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the spirit, because he make intercession for the saints. Now he's going to take it somewhere else too. Praying in the spirit. The will of God. That is, sir. You got it?
Yes, sir.
So now, any problem you're dealing with right now, just this afternoon tonight, just pray in tongues. And you're going to leave the infirmities of that problem. You will move in the spirit, the mind of the spirit. Then you're going to move into the will of God.
Right. Yes.
See it?
Yes, sir.
No, not nobody doing that for you. You're doing it yourself.
Uh-huh.
So you got the mind and spirit of will of God. Go to the next verse. I just want to show you. Now the whole, let me say this to you now. I want you to study the whole 8th chapter of Romans while I'm going through this. Because when you don't have the revelation, even though you got a Bible, but you're still operating in carnality. Romans teaches how the life of the spirit should go. And then, oh Lord, converted, but your consciousness is not right. You have to. Your consciousness. Look in Romans 9:1 for me. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of stuff, so just be with me a minute. I tell the truth, am I lying not? My conscience. Look at this. Look at it. Look at this privilege, opportunity, what God gave us. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
See, when the enemy attack us, we either unconscious or wrong conscious.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's good.
But after going to Romans chapter 8, he was able to say that in Romans 9:1.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
You got to go to Romans chapter 8 to see why he was able to say that in Romans 9:1. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. Just a few more minutes. Let's go back. Go back. Whoa. What chapter was it in? Before I brought you over here. We're going to the 28th verse, right? Romans 8, 26, 27. Did we go through 27?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for 28?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready for 28?
Yes.
I ain't talking about just reading it. I'm talking about getting the revelation and walking in it.
Yeah.
Are you ready for all things to work together for good for you because you love God?
Yeah.
That's what you should be.
Yeah.
Not everything going to come to you good. But it's going to work out good. So whatever you're dealing with in here this morning, it's going to work out in your favor if you know how to stand on your ground. Because here, he said, but I got to tell you something else now. And we know that all things work together for who? good to him at what?
Love God.
Love God. Call according to his purpose. Romans 8:26, 27, 28. Mm-hmm. Let them live with those voices. Hallelujah. Living in the power of apostolic sonship manifestation. Your sonship must stand out in time like these. All pretense will be exposed and defeated. To be a son of God, there must be marks of the supernatural appearing in your life. You heard what I said? Because of the divine nature you're claiming to have. Listen to this. He whom the Son sets free must be free indeed. Most Christians are not free. They're good people, but they're not free because they don't have apostolic understanding. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Stop trying to get free by walking in your freedom. Sonship freedom has been hidden by tradition and religion. Without commitment to the plans of the Spirit. Going through tradition, going through religion, but not going through the plan of the Spirit. Give me a few more minutes. Jesus was constantly training us in sonship manifestation. The Holy Ghost is providing the power, and I have applied my faith. It's time for sonship manifestation to touch the world, that God be glorified everywhere. Y'all listen? Letting love and faith take over your life. Letting love and faith overtake your life. Letting love and faith overtake your life. Letting love and faith overtake your life. Bet you heard that enough time. Letting love and faith overtake. Next time you get mad. Holy Ghost, let me talk to him about it too. Let love and faith overtake you. Ain't no love, ain't no faith. That's you with your angry self. You're in the flesh. Let somebody else win sometime. Let somebody else win the argument. Just shut up. Just shut up. Try to explain. But I see this. You don't see it. Just shut up. Just sometimes say, okay. You have more peace in your life. All right, let me give you this. The fruit of the Spirit must be placed to balance the gift.
Hallelujah.
The fruit of the Spirit must be in place to balance the gift. Gifts of the Spirit. Being pregnant with your present purpose and plan. Then the question is asked, how much confidence you have in sonship? Fresh present is the master key to the supernatural power of sonship. I'm going to give you two or three principles. I'm going to close. I got 11 minutes. I can preach 11 more hours. Well, I got 11 minutes. I'm going to close. This psalm sample, I'm going to give you the scriptures to go with it. And some of y'all may say, I'm doing this already. Watch. Permitting the spirit to rule over your flesh.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Or let's put it this way, permitting the Holy Spirit to rule over your flesh, because the spirit is ruling over it already too much or now.
Yes, sir.
The other spirit.
Yes, sir.
That's Romans 8, 1 through 14. Read that. That's going to back you up. Having and keeping your conscience submitted to the Holy Spirit of truth. That's Romans 9, 1. We just read that. Having and keeping your conscience submitted to the Holy Spirit of truth. Here's the question. We talked about it a few minutes ago. Sometimes it's good to ask a question in the spirit. Are you ready for your divine nature to unfold in every situation? That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Sunday school over.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to be student now. Y'all in college. Y'all in spiritual college right now. Your first grade, you're over. You too old to be in first grade anyway. Listen now. Listen, because there are some things y'all believing for, right?
Yes, sir.
Listen at this. Now your faith will live in a manifesting realm.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now your faith, yeah, hallelujah is right. Now your faith will live in the manifesting realm. Whoop, y'all.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know what the Lord is saying to you now?
Yes.
Go ahead and write Jude 20 and 21 to back that up. Building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now your faith will live in the manifesting realm. My faith live in the manifesting realm. I had a young businessman call up, try to find me yesterday. Say, where Apostle? I got to see him. He come. I came and meet him. We sitting down. See, he had a dream. He said, him and I talk together all the time. I began him instruction in his business. See, he had a dream. Him and I were talking. And see, then something said, sow a $300 seed. He said, I know that wasn't God. Sometime in your dream, Satan's trying to interrupt him.
Wow.
He wasn't a $300 sower. So what he sold was $30,000. He came in and sold it. $30,000. He said, I knew that wasn't the right figure. Not what you and I were talking about. See, somebody got happy. $300. Yes, sir. No. He said, no, something wrong with this. This somebody that got in this dream, that wasn't the law there. See, you want $30,000? Yes. Wait, why are you getting nervous about $30,000? I'm training y'all. $30,000 will be floating on your kitchen table when you're eating breakfast. See, y'all going back to Sunday school. Y'all going back to Sunday school. I'm trying to take y'all out of Sunday school to know that God wants you blessed. I'm going to give you a revelation.
Yes, sir.
It'll get you out fast. You want it?
Yes, sir.
I am money cometh in manifestation. Write it down. Write it down. Put a date by it. Put a date by it. I am money cometh in manifestation. In manifestation. Now, what backed that up? I am that I am.
I am that I am.
I am money coming manifestation works on the inside. If it don't get no manifestation, then I am that I am make it happen. And that's a revelation. Since y'all grew a little bit this morning, I'll give y'all that revelation. Nobody never got that revelation before. He just gave it to me about 2 days ago. I gave it to one man, the man who sold that $30,000. He said, what'd you say? Our money comes in manifestation. Now, if you're too cute and you don't want to say it, just go ahead on, live like you're living. I ain't wasting my revelation on you, playing with it. I got to close, y'all. Listen. Oh, good one right after that. No more selling for less. Romans 8:26-28. All things work together for good for them that love God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is time to move fully in the awesome position that Jesus has provided for us with the Father. Romans 8:16-17. See, the thing's so plural, I can't go through all them scriptures. I might come back next Sunday and go through the scripture with you. Listen to this. It's time to possess my manifesting. I'll go over two scriptures with you and I'll close. That's six principles I gave you. It's time to move fully. What? It's time to possess my manifesting. Turn with two scriptures with me. Two scriptures you know, but I want you to see them now. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. Thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come, Jesus said, that you might have life, have it how?
More
abundantly. You see that? See this type of anointing. Ephesians 3:20. Now. To him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above. When he, what the voice started off with, though?
Now.
Not in the sweet by and by. God wants you to live a good life now. God wants you to have the best now. I don't care what nobody say about it. God is on your side.
Now.
God is at your house.
Now.
God wants you to have the best.
Now
unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that, listen to this, all that we ask, listen to this, or think. Look what he said. According to what? That work is what?
In us.
Not in God's power. The power that you let God's power work in you.
Right.
My power is on the inside of you.
Yes.
Now, let me close with this. I feel an urgency to say this. Online, here, I speak promotion to every person under the sound of my voice right now. And my words are not mechanical. My words are in the realm of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't have said it to the Lord. This, you can't practice this to have this to say at this time. I heard the Holy Ghost say it, and I said, I'm going to repeat it over. I speak promotion over everybody under the sound of my voice right now. Because of what you heard, promotion is going to come to your door.
Yes, sir.
Come on, come on, son. Promotion about to come to your door.
Yes, sir.
And you open the door, and don't be stupid. Don't think it's too good or too much. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, amen. Don't be ready for it because I shifted from apostle to prophet.
That's good. Thank you, Jesus.
I prophesied promotion.
Yeah.
Over everybody on the side of my voice.
Yes,
now, it's going to come sometimes sneaky. You're not going to be able to recognize it, but you're going to remember that promotion, prophecy been spoke over you. I don't know who this is for. Your marriage is going to be all right.
Yes.
It's just a temporary delay in your marriage. It ain't working just right now. It's going to be all right. Just be steadfast. It's going to be, he's working it out. He's working it out. He's going to put the changes in the person that need to be put in them. And they're going to be so much better. Better than the first part. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got to close.
Hallelujah.
Say this with me. Living
in the power
of apostolic
sonship
manifestation.
Manifestation.
Now lift your hand and praise God.
Thank you,
Father. Glory to God. I'll take up, keep teaching along that line. Praise his holy name. You're not just a son, a daughter of God, now you're apostolic. All the manifestations you talk about are going to manifest. Church got, see, the Lord got to get a remnant of the church in that position.
If we would recognize the gift that God has given us in apostle, not only us, the world, and generations through us that have been hungry and desperate enough for God, that we are able to take the blinders of religion, routine, and ritual off, to see apostle, to view apostle, we'll be able to see the love of God, which is the Father, the kingdom of God, which is Jesus, and the love of God, and the covenant in operation, which is the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry, I'm so nervous. The Holy Spirit shared this with me. Apostle teaches and demonstrates to us he shares with us a reverential intimacy with the Trinity that only a small number in history have been able to showcase. I had an open vision of Apostle a couple years ago. He came on and he shared that he had been promoted to his apostolic position. And the Spirit of God said to me 6 weeks after that, he said that he was just not an apostle. He was one of the 12. And in the vision that I saw, there was this world and there were children around it holding hands. And it's like they were defending the world. And the Spirit of God said to me, I only have 12 senior apostles on the earth at one time, and you're under one. If we only knew what that meant. I'm sorry. He puts us with people to serve them. But what we don't understand, they're our gift from heaven. And as our gift, we're not really serving us, him. He's imparting to us. God has uniquely built and developed him in such a way that he knows how to properly apply pressure to us, water us, and shine the light of God on the seed that is within us so that we can become fruit-bearing branches for the kingdom of God.